Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. That's Grace Slick bringing us back from the Jefferson Airplane folks way back from the Wayback Machine. Paul Casey is our guest. He's not really from the Wayback Machine. He's not that old, but he's been around a while. He's been around long enough to know what the score is when it comes to starting and running a business successfully, a small business. His book is called Self-Employment for You. And, Paul, we're talking about 39 success tips that you've come up with, and let's talk about your third one.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I really like your recommendation on devising when I talked about lower expectations. Doing the two tracks, I think that's great advice.
Yeah.
So I want to add that to.
And your banker, if you're taking your idea to a bank or an investor, Paul, and you're hoping to get some funding somehow from them. They like seeing the fact that you're excited about where you could go, but they also want to know that you've got a belt and suspenders approach, that if the suspenders fail, that the belt is still there to hold the pants up, so to speak. And that's your plan B.
Right.
And that's, you know, this is how bad it would have to get. And if it got this bad, we would still break even, so to speak. So that's kind of my recommendation. All right, what about number three?
You know something, Jim, a little sidetrack you mentioned about going to the banks. I was thinking about this morning about, you know, the climate we're in now, and I know it's really difficult for financing. But, you know, one of the things that I will mention to people when I have the subject come up, and I still think, you know, we can talk about the banks and all through the whole entire conversation, but when I go back to 1988, you know, it was really hard to get financing for a small business then. They weren't writing checks ever saying, oh, great, what a great idea. What can we give you? I mean, I went through hoops and everything, and I just got a small amount of money. So the only thing that I want people to consider and submit, I don't know, for whatever it's worth, department, is that it's never been easy to get financing from banks.
Nope.
What do you think?
Well, there's no question. If you just go to a bank and say, I want to start a business, you're going to get the cold shoulder. If you go to the bank and say, I want to start a small business, I have started a small business. This is how much money I put into it. This is how much I'm prepared to put into it. I need you to help me to loan me money for some capital equipment. I need to buy fixtures. I need to buy some computers. I need a truck, or I want to buy a piece of real estate or something. If you go to a bank with a loan request for components that they can secure, that they consider to be collateral, then you might be able to get that money. But if you just go and say, I want to start a small business, I need $25,000, and they say, well, what is it going to be used for? And you say, well, I'm going to use it to run my business. Well, nobody, you're not going to get, there are no loans like that in the world. You won't get that money.
Right, and I think you had a really key point along the way there when you said, I'm prepared to put my own money into this as well.
Yeah. They want to see
skin in the game.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I had a banker tell me one time, he said, if this deal goes down, he said, I want to make sure the first tier comes out of your eye.
I like it.
Yeah.
Boy, this is good. I'm learning today more than I'm given. This is good. I like this.
So, all right, let's take the next one.
All right, okay. On to sales. I submit along the way to 39 steps that if you're thinking about going into business, your most important personality trait is you must not necessarily like to sell, but you must sell your product or service, or forget it. Do not go into business for yourself.
See, I don't understand anybody not liking to sell. Even if you don't like the selling process, if you don't love what you sell so much that you can't wait to tell other people about it, I don't know how you succeed that way, Paul. What do you think?
Well, I think it's impossible. That's the thing. Because there's some people I hear going, well, I just don't like to sell. And I'm saying, well, that's essential to succeeding in business. Well, I'm going to hire a salesperson. Well, you've got to be familiar with your own business, what it takes to sell, and go through that process. Maybe you get to a point where you want to bring some salesperson on, but don't abdicate that responsibility when it comes to selling. You've got to continue to sell your own product and service, and I'm just saying it's so critical.
Well, some people, if they've never come up in a sales back with a sales background like I have, Paul, and I don't remember about so much about how far back you go, but you know, I've been selling since I was 4 years old, and literally, and so it's second nature to me. I don't think selling is a bad thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's something actually right with it. Nothing happens until in the world until somebody makes a sale. So somebody's got to do it. And if you have something that you need other people to buy, that's how they buy it, is you sell it to them. And even if you don't like the sticks and stones and all the things that go with selling, that's one thing. But if you're not excited about the fact that other people, you think other people need your stuff, then, you know, go get a government job.
You got it. Right.
Yeah. So that's my tough love on that issue. And now I will tell you though, Paul, that it's important for folks to know that if you find yourself starting a business and you don't have sales background, there are people out there who can help you. The Sandler folks are great. Have a great program for teaching non-sales professionals how to sell.
I'm not familiar with that.
If they can teach a dentist how to sell, they can teach anybody how to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that. Architects. They can teach an architect how to sell. They can teach anybody how to sell. So you might want to check out Sandler.com. I know some folks who are in that world. They can help you with that. Paul, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're talking about part of the 39 tips that Paul has for helping you with your small business. His book is called Is Self-Employment for You? Is Self-Employment for You by Paul E. Casey. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.